Me live in studio is Tim Hale, director of the Star Valley Arts Council, for our monthly update from the Arts Council. Hey, Tim, good morning. Good
morning. How you doing, Duke?
Oh, I'm doing very, very well. I think we got to start out with the Spring Fling. That was a fun show.
Yeah. Beautiful spring day today. So fitting to hop into our thank you for to the community, to the our participants in the Spring Fling event. It was a lot of fun. Had about 15, 16 performers, performing groups. Some had multiple people in them. And just a great show. Thanks to the Ford Theater for letting us host it there. And yeah, it was a good time.
Eileen Hale heads that up, if I'm understanding correct, and
does.
Always does a good job.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, so it was a blast. We had all sorts of dance performances, vocalists, instrumentals. So probably my favorite was the humorous reading from...
Yes.
His name is
Gabe.
Is Daniels?
Gabe,
his
Gabe
last,
Daniels.
Yeah.
He's our sideline reporter.
Oh, there
SBI.
We go.
Yeah,
oh, I'm not surprised.
He's great.
He had a great sort of rendition of the Three Little Pigs set to Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So it was awesome. So a really fun night.
I was really impressed by the age of some of the acts. I mean, you had the opening act. He was what, seven?
Yeah.
7 years old, and he was phenomenal. So
yeah, he's out there dancing and singing, tipping his hat to the ladies.
Yeah.
So it was great. So yeah, the Spring Fling is all about just giving an opportunity for the community to come. Regardless of age, regardless of how talented you feel you are, we want a variety in that show, from young to old, male, female. You know, we want everybody to have a chance to perform there.
Yeah, singers, dancers, the comedy, the humor reading and everything. It was really good show. If you missed it, you missed out on some good stuff. Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council in studio this morning. So coming up next, Tim, I know a lot of people are excited about the Children's Summer Theater Camp in Moana Junior.
Yeah. This is just a really exciting effort. We've secured a very generous grant from the Wyoming Community Foundation. It's helping us really fund this whole theater camp. So we have just a great kind of duo that's leading all the direction, choreography. They have combined 20 plus years theater experience. So our kickoff performance for the theater camp is Moana Junior. Everybody knows the Disney that Disney musical, just an awesome show. So auditions will be June 1st at the Ford Theater in Afton. And then from then, they have rehearsals really all through the month of June for the different roles, the choruses, and things like that. And then performances are the 24th, 25th, and 27th of June. So we have kind of four performances in there, which overlaps with the Freedom Festival in Afton. So it's just going to be a lot of just fun things going on in downtown Afton that time.
That's great. So show up to the auditions then at the Ford Theater. And kind of the same concept, I guess, if you will, with the Spring Fling, and the fact that you don't have to be a seasoned performer, right, to participate in this.
Yeah, totally. I mean, they are going to be looking to fill the roles of Maui and Moana with some people that have probably some vocal experience. But there's going to be kids in sort of choruses and things like that. So ages 6 to 16 can participate in this. So, yeah, we're really interested in just giving kids an opportunity to learn from some real professionals. And then to get up there and perform for several performances. So it should be a lot of fun. Go to our website, starvalleyarts.org, and then underneath we have a tab called Programs right up top, and people can learn all about the sign-up forms, the details of times, and all of that.
Perfect. I've seen pictures of Moana's hook that Val Bagley put together. So it's going to be fun.
We've got Val on the set design, which those that are familiar with Moana, there's some very interesting elements with the hook, with the ship that Moana's on, with Tamatoa, the large crab villain. We're gonna have that in the show.
Nice.
So it's gonna be visually, vocally, it's gonna be a really awesome performance.
So again, the Children's Summer Theater Camp. Get all the details at StarValleyArts.org. Coming up in July, Tim, tell us about the Star Valley Art Trail. What is this?
Yeah. So July is kind of the kickoff to our season. So we have two really pretty much back to back events. First one is the Star Valley Art Trail. This is gonna be in Afton, kind of in the downtown area, but also spanning kind of a little further north of downtown and a little further south as well. We're going to have, this is really just the trail being Washington Avenue. And we're inviting any sort of artist. If you perform, if you do fine arts, if you're a craftsman, we want to give you an opportunity to set up your own little canopy right along Main Street and let the community know about what your art is. And
that's a cool idea.
And so, yep. So really, instead of the sort of the idea of maybe a tucked away sort of more of a farmer's market venue off somewhere, we're saying, let's open up Afton. We've got stores along here. So we're going to have the artists in store, right outside of storefronts and things like that too. So that's July 16th, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And interested artists, how do they get signed up for that?
Yeah. Just get in touch with, there's a Star Valley Art Trail Facebook page. You can find us there, or just reach out to us at starvalleyarts@gmail.com.
Okay.
And we can connect you with our board member, Jen Wilkins, who's heading this up.
Well, you mentioned you have two events right back to back in July. 4 days later, you have Montana Shakespeare in the Park coming back.
Yeah, we're excited to have them back. They're just an awesome touring Shakespeare group from Montana State University. They'll be doing King Lear this year, which is one of Shakespeare's greatest tragedies. So, awesome performance. Thane is usually our destination. We had a conflict of schedule there. So Aetna Community Center is where we're going to be this year. So the Aetna community is really excited to have us host it there. And we're excited to have it there. It's just kind of a different place this time of year to have the performance. So it should be a lot of fun.
Tim Hell, director of the Star Valley Arts Council, in studio today. And also coming up fairly soon, the bigwigs from the States will be visiting.
Yes.
The Wyoming Arts Council.
That's right.
Will be coming here.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And this coming Monday, so May 23rd, the Wyoming Arts Council is going to come, and they're in Star Valley for kind of their quarterly board meeting. And at the same time, they're going to, those will be held in Thane. They want to hold a reception on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Afton Civic Center. So we're going to have some nice kind of hors d'oeuvres, some music played on a beautiful grand piano that we have there in the Civic Center. Governor Gordon is going to be coming and sharing some remarks. So this is a great opportunity for the community to come and get a chance to hear from the governor and just be together and hear about what the arts and culture is happening in the great state of Wyoming.
4 o'clock this upcoming Monday, right?
4 o'clock this Monday, yeah.
All right. Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council in studio. Anything we missed, Tim?
I'm out of breath. That's about it.
That was a good list. Hey, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, SVI.